If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello and welcome to the Strang Report. I'm Stephen Strang. We know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and it's a spiritual war for every believer. And now there's a resource to help particularly men deal with this, and it's written by someone who should know about warfare. His name is Colonel Evan Trinkle, U.S. Army retired, and he's been a friend of mine for a number of years, and he's written a study guide that's called Making a Spiritual Warrior, and the subtitle is Confront the Enemy and Live in Victory as a Man After God's Own Heart. Now, this is a book that I have read. In fact, I may have been one of the first persons to read it. I bought it off of Amazon.com. And now Colonel Trinkle is teaching it in the Lexington, Kentucky area where he lives. And we're hoping to interest men all over the country because this is a very, very important book that will help many men. So let me welcome you, Colonel Trinkle. How are you?
Fine, Steve. Thanks. And before we get started, I just want to wish you a happy birthday. I know that's a significant day for you, and I just appreciate being a part of it today. One of the traditions that you used to have is you used to do pull-ups on your birthday, but I know just to kind of give you a little break, maybe you ought to transition from doing pull-ups to doing push-ups. You probably do that.
Well, that's funny.
You know, instead.
You know, at my age, you know, I don't need any more birthdays, except that actually a good friend of mine who was 11 days older than me actually died 2 weeks ago. So I guess I am glad that I have a birthday, don't I? And thank you for your wishes.
You have good health. Every time I'm with you, you've got a lot of energy. So I just appreciate what you're doing in the Christian community and around the world. And I just wish you well today and have a blessed day and a wonderful birthday.
Well, thank you. Let's get started in talking about this important book. It's very, very well done, and people can go on Amazon and look up your name, Evan Trinkle, or they could put in Making a Spiritual Warrior, and the book will pop up, and they can see the cover. It's actually a helmet with your name on it that you used when you were in the service.
It is. I took that picture not knowing I was going to use it later. I was sitting ready to go. I was being deployed to Iraq, and I was sitting there just waiting my time, and I took that picture. And when I was in Kosovo, as I was deployed there, when I actually wrote this study, I used that same picture I took years ago to be the cover of this study.
Why did you write the study?
Well, the study is the best practices. It's my life experiences that I've learned from the 40 years that I've been a Christian. Plus, being in the military, I just retired after 30 years of service, and what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to give the best of all that I've learned to all the men out there, because we are in a spiritual conflict every day, and our culture is getting worse and worse, and this study lays a foundation. It lays a foundation for a man's life, and I wrote it to men. I mean, nothing against women. I've raised daughters and have women all around my life, but men are the leaders. Men are the leaders of our culture, and men are the leaders of our homes and our government. And so, from a Christian perspective, the scriptures give us a lot of information on how we ought to live. So this study, its origin started when I was in Texas, when I was stationed at Fort Hood, Texas. When I was at Fort Hood, Texas, I wrote a covenant called the Warrior Covenant. And it addresses our relationship with God, then family, others, and self. Now, I knew someday that I would write a study based on that. And so when I was in Kosovo, I started writing and completed it. And then the second part of the study goes ahead in what we talk about as the warrior ring. And the warrior ring is foundational to every man's life. The whole study is foundational. And as you go through, it's an engaging study that challenges and develops and molds men to be more than they are right now. And one thing I always say a lot of times to men is, change doesn't come quickly, but it comes in small steps. So if we apply incrementally, small steps, good choices in our lives, we will produce long-term effects that benefit our lives both spiritually and non-spiritually. So this study helps every man walk through, lay a foundation, or reaffirm the foundation that they already have. And it also provides a guide for maybe a more mature man or someone that just wanting to be discipled. I have several men using this as a discipleship tool. So there's multiple uses and applications for the study.
Well, it's interesting that you have been working on it for so many years. In fact, I met you at a family wedding, and you were telling me about wanting to write this book. So I have kind of followed this and read it in rough draft form. And as I said, bought one of the very first copies on Amazon. And I'm hoping that men all over the country will read this in small groups, in churches. And you're starting that in Lexington. What kind of response are you getting from the several groups that you've already started?
I've got men in the group that just absolutely want to be here on Tuesday nights. And they can't wait to get here because of one man, an example, you know, he's having some issues with his marriage. And, you know, he's gone from talking about divorce to actually being back in love again with his wife. Just because of things that we're talking about, honoring your wife and taking care of that responsibility. And that's just some of the materials that we talk about in it. And I've got men that are saying they can't wait to be here for the discussion. I had the group that I'm in that come to my house, they're guys from in their 30s all the way up to their 80s. And I like that diversity. And last night, one man said, you know, what I like about this group is that we can come here, we can talk about issues, and we can discuss it. And I'm not always right, but I hear other people's perspective, and I get to change mine. So it's the interaction, it's the iron and sharpened iron. You know, as Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And that's what's going on in this study, and that's what the Lord is using this study for, is to shape, mold, and fashion men to be more than they are right now.
Talk about how you parallel the Army values in this study.
Well, the Army values, loyalty, selfless service, we go through each of the Army values and we do a parallel. You know, what does it look like for the Christian to have selfless service? Or what does it look like for the Christian to have loyalty? And we take every single one of the Army values and we go through them and we convey that. And you were right in the introduction, Steve. I know a thing or two. I know a thing or two about warfare and military because I served 30 years. And the Lord has just given me a lot of very, very important applications for how we're to do spiritual warfare in our daily lives right now. As an example, the Lord led me when I was stationed in Italy. He led me to write what's called the Warrior Creed. The Warrior Creed, the Army has what's called the Soldier's Creed. Now, the Warrior Creed, you know, it goes something like, the Word of God is a standard and inspiration for my life. I believe every word it says. I believe what it says about me. I will daily live by the Word of God as the Holy Spirit of God lives in and through me. I'm a man after God's own heart. I've got one man in the group that I lead, one of the groups, and he says he's almost insistent that we read the Warrior Creed before we start every single one of our meetings. And he thinks it's so valuable because, really, it's because of the first line. The Word of God is a standard and inspiration for my life. You know, we live in a culture where do we get our values? Where do we get our guidance from that we use to make decisions? And, you know, it's because of our daily living the Word of God as the Holy Spirit of God lives in through us. So we look at that because the Soldier's Creed, the Army values, they have application in our Christian walk every single day. And those that do the study, they get a look at that and they get to discuss it and engage it.
You know, one of the things that really interested me as I got to know you was this concept that you have about a warrior ring. And I wear my warrior ring virtually every day. It's the nicest piece of jewelry I bought myself in a long, long time. So tell our listeners about this warrior ring and, you know, maybe even how people can get it.
Well, the warrior ring was designed years ago, And it was 5 years in its making. Why so long? Because I'm a perfectionist. Now, if I'm going to do something for God, I want the quality of the ring to be really a high quality ring. Well, the warrior ring was preceded by the Covenant Hearts jewelry that was for women. Well, I thought that men too had to be in covenant with God, and they needed to also have some symbolic means to show what are those elements in a man's life that they need to be connected to, regardless of who you are, regardless of what your background is. It's a way of connecting. It's a way of expressing your covenantal relationship with God. Well, the warrior ring has two sides. The first side, you see the cross. You know, the cross of Christ. I mean, think about it. What if the cross never was available to any of us? What if Jesus didn't do what he did? So first you're looking at the cross, and then the next thing on that side is that you've got, you know, the tomb. Jesus died and rose again. Jesus died and rose again. Well, we too have to die and raise again as well. We have to die to our old life and raise again with him. And then we see the Holy Spirit of God symbolized by a dove. Well, the Holy Spirit kind of brings all that together. Jesus said, unless he dies and is raised again and ascends, you know, the Holy Spirit can't come. So the Holy Spirit, you know, we tie that back into the warrior creed. I would daily live by the word of God as the Holy Spirit of God lives in and through me. So as the Holy Spirit's living through our lives, you know, then there's two clusters of grapes on both sides of the ring, on both sides actually, and that represents the fruit of the Spirit. Now we can't do that without the Holy Spirit of God living in and through us. And then we see a vine. Jesus says in John 15, you know, 1 through 5 and 6, that he's the vine and we're the branches. We have to stay connected to him. So we've got a vine wrapped around the top of the ring that symbolizes that relationship. If we abide in him, he abides in us. Then as you turn over the ring to the other side, you see the armor of God happily depicted. You still have the vine going around because we're still connected to Jesus. Then we also see the groups of grapes because we still are producing fruit. But see, this is the important thing to the warrior on a daily basis. It's the awareness that we're in a spiritual battle every single day. And so on that side of the ring, we depict the armor of God. We picked all the elements of the armor of God. And that was one of the reasons that it took so long to develop the ring, because I really wanted those to pop. I wanted them to stick out, and I wanted them to really be clear and something that, you know, you could use. When you're talking to another man, you can clearly walk through every single element on the armor of God and be able to explain it to another man. Then finally, on the top of the ring, we see an altar. The altar is every significant encounter that we see throughout scriptures, not all, but most of them, they're accompanied by an altar. See, we too in our lives, every single significant encounter that we have with God, this ring can symbolize, like the altar symbolized, your encounter with God. And then finally on the top, we have a red stone symbolizing the blood of Christ. So the ring serves as a reminder to you, the wearer, of your covenantal relationship with God, but it also provides a means to have a conversation with another person.
Well, I was just going to bring that up. It's been a conversation starter. People will comment on it, or they'll ask me what it means. And I've really enjoyed that. And people will ask me kind of when I least suspect it. And so is this available widely, or do men have to go through and complete the study in order to get one? How does that work?
Originally, the thought was, because the study is a two-part study, you go through the warrior covenant first, and then you go through the elements on the warrior ring. Because regardless of whether a man gets the ring or not, I think they should. But, you know, you're studying about the cross, the tomb, the Holy Spirit, the vine, the fruit of the Spirit, the armor of God, the altar, and the blood of Christ. Those are all important. But originally it was set up to have a public display of an accomplishment that the man did. So there would be a public ring ceremony. There'd be a public covenant ceremony. Each of those ceremonies would be public. Now, I've had several men that have said they'd like to have their ring right now, and I'm making it available to them. Right now, you can contact us, and we can take your order for the ring, and we can get a ring out to you. And we can make that available And so we're evolving in how we want to do that, because not every man wants to be a part of a public ceremony, but most men want to wear the ring. So I'm learning to make some exceptions on that.
Well, tell people how they could find out not only about the ring, but about your Bible studies, especially if they live there in Kentucky, and what are your plans to take it around the country? Or if people just wanted more information about what you're doing, how would they contact you?
Well, right now, you can get the study at Amazon.com. And as you mentioned earlier, you just key in the words of making a spiritual warrior, and it comes up, you know, Colonel Evan J. Trinkle, U.S. Army retired, and you can order a copy that way. Now, you can also get a hold of me, and you could go ahead and contact me, makingaspiritualwarrior@gmail.com. And we're also in the final stages of developing our website, www.makingaspiritualwarrior.com. And any of those ways that you can contact us, and we'll service you however you want. You know, if you're a church organization, you're a men's group, we want to work with you. I mean, I would be willing to come if you need me to do an introduction for you. I would be happy to do that. So it's a matter of where I'm starting first is I'm starting in Lexington, Kentucky, where we've started talking to the local churches and different men's groups. And, you know, there's other groups that are outside the state that are interested and want to be involved in what we're doing. And so just contact us, any of those contact points, and we will make sure that we get back to you, and we'll make sure that whatever your needs are, we'll try to accommodate that.
Well, this is exciting, and I just want to encourage my listeners and also the readers of my newsletter to find out more, to get involved. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could start some sort of movement? And I encourage you to contact Colonel Trinkle, as he just said. The good thing about a podcast is you can stop it and rewind and get the information a second time. Now, as we close, I want to say that tomorrow, February 1st, 2019, is a big day, because we are starting a new format, and really a new podcast. It's called In Depth with Stephen Strang. I actually interviewed a number of people for 30 minutes in kind of a different format, in which we really try to drill down much more than I do in my normal podcasts, and it's debuting tomorrow. So let me thank you, Colonel Trinkle, for being with me on my podcast today. And also on a personal level, let me thank you for your friendship.
Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate it as well. And I just encourage all men to look into this study, because it really is a study that will change your life. Thank you so much for your time and listening, and I just want to thank you, Steve, for your heart as well.
And with that, I'll wrap up this edition of the Strang Report. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.